been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is June the 24th, and it is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We are broadcasting from a steamy Mount Pleasant today. I think it's going to be a hot one here today, probably across the country, as we are now in summertime. Summertime is here. Does the market have the summer doldrums? Let's take a look. Dow up 57 points right now, 26,782, as it closes in on 27,000. The S&P 500 up almost 2 points right now, 2,952. Had a pretty good bid in oil recently. Also, gold has had a nice run here recently. The NASDAQ, however, treading water, but it is above 8,000. It's at 8,031, basically flat on the day. A little bit of weakness here and there in the momentum type stocks today. Russell 2000, another risk-on area of the market, is slightly negative right now at 1548. Boy, can you believe crude oil is all the way back to 57.37? I'll bet they're happy in Moscow today. 57.37 on oil, with that tension in the Middle East escalating right now. Gold is loving it. Gold is up $10.60. I haven't seen gold above 1400 for quite some time. It is there today, however, $1,410 per ounce. That's almost as much as that Wagyu beef over there, right? What was that? How much per ounce was that stuff?
$30 or something?
Yeah, $30 an ounce for Wagyu beef. Well, you know what? I'm sticking with my Beyond Meat. It's a lot cheaper. The 10-year's at 2.04. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson. I noticed we finally, I think we had our first little down day in our bond fund in weeks on Friday, but we're back up again today. So the 10-year starts the week off at 2.04%, and that is down 2 basis points from Friday. So money moving back into the bond market after a little bit of profit taking on Friday. I think the tension in the Middle East, I think the dovishness from the Fed, and I think this the tension, the nervousness over this Friday's meeting between Trump and Xi probably got some money moving into the bond market. Definitely the tensions in Iran has money going into the gold gold market, gold stocks. Gold up $10.60 per ounce, say $1,410. And I did show in my newsletter over the weekend a technical one-year chart of gold. Can you spell breakout? Probably not, but I can. Yeah, I used to be able to spell it. Anyways, breakout is what's happening to gold right now. Well, we begin the week. Let's take a look at how many B-plus or better stocks. That's something I look at every day, just to give me the overall temperature and health of the market. Is the color in the face of the market good right now? 728 B-plus or better stocks. If anything, that's overheated. Needs to cool off a little bit. 404 A-plus or better momentum stocks. Now, a lot of those are crossovers. They're one and the same. But between those two categories of B-plus or better overall grade and A-plus or better momentum grade, I have 463 stocks to look at today as potential candidates for my five portfolios that, or the five portfolios that we run here at Gunderson Capital Management. We begin the day. We have 193 holdings here at our firm. A lot of times people will transfer in two shares of this or one share or some penny stock they bought years ago and now it's worth 1 cent. 10,000 shares is worth 1 cent, you know. So that counts as holdings against our holdings, overall holdings here at the firm. All right, let's see. How did we finish the week out? We had a breather. Stocks took a breather on Friday. I sent out tweets on CarMax, KMX, on Cura Oncology, K-U-R-A. These were all very impressive stocks on Friday. I sent out a tweet on Oprah, not Winfrey, O-P-R-A, which is Opera Limited. That's a company, Norway-based company, designs, develops web browsers, interesting stock. I sent out a tweet on Funko. They're getting ready for the upcoming Comic-Con in San Diego. I've been through many Comic-Cons. It's one of the largest conventions in the world. It's pretty weird to go downtown, Paul, San Diego, and see all these people and, you know, all these, they dress up as comic characters. Yeah. It's always very interesting, and it's a very crowded event. I think there's like 100,000 people that descend on downtown, comic buffs. I sent out a tweet on Excel, E-X-E-L, which is Excelsis. That's a biotech. Visa had a good day, and Illumina had a good day on Friday. But overall, we took a little bit of a breather, and we're doing that again today, although the NASDAQ right now is up 9 points. And we're setting up to test all-time highs once again. In the newsletter on Friday, I sent it out Saturday morning, I put the resistance levels. The market bumped its head on the ceiling a couple times last week. It cannot get through that ceiling right now. We're talking the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. But I really think it's just a matter of time before the market is off to new high land once again, especially. Can you imagine what happens if there's a deal this Friday in Osaka, Japan, as the G20 meets? And I got to believe that the markets, you know, we're in between earnings right now. Earnings season, the quarter ends Friday, believe it or not. The second quarter already ends this Friday. Quick. That was the quickest quarter I ever saw. And then, of course, the bean counters come to work, and they work late into the night, counting all the beans. How many beans came in? How many beans went out? Hopefully there were a few left over in the way of profits. And hopefully those profits were more than expected and beating the the estimates. But we will start earnings season all over again in about 2 to 3 weeks from now. We have that big G20 meeting coming. More sanctions coming down on Iran, supposedly. And they continue to shoot down more drones. I guess we should invest in the drone makers. I know that Northrop Grumman, NOC, is a Grumman is a big drone maker, and a few other companies. Barron's says Dow 30,000 by 2021. What's this? 2019? That is a very aggressive estimate. The S&P is up 18% year to date and powering towards its biggest first half since 1997. The next question, this is according to Barron's, how long until Dow 30,000? Well, they're saying 2020, and I would say it depends on who's sitting in the Oval Office. That will have a big impact on which way the Dow goes in the future. Well, Barron's says by 2021. So I guess, look, put everything in, all in the market and hope that Barron's is right. Trump and Xi meet Friday. In the meantime, the Trump administration is examining whether to require that next-generation 5G cellular equipment used in the U.S. be designed and manufactured outside of China. They don't want China as any part of our next generation 5G cellular equipment. And I'm sure that's one of the topics on the table, one of the bargaining chips. Well, this will force Ericsson, Nokia, they got to reshuffle their production locations. That's where they're making stuff, is in China. In fact, China represented 45% of Ericsson's production and 10% of Nokia's production. Washington has already essentially banned telecom equipment from Chinese companies. I don't know who's spying on us more, Facebook or China. Okay, who is it? Or is it Amazon's drones that want to fly outside my window to see if I'm okay? Uh-huh, yeah, I believe that. Well, Huawei is pretty much banned, and we don't want any spying going on here in the U.S. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back to talk about the semiconductor stocks. How about that? Stay tuned. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. You know, I noticed some weakness in the chip stocks. Let's first take a look here at the chip sector, SMH. It's up today. Well, that's a good deal. And I noticed some weakness, particularly in AMD, which is actually flat today, but it is about $5 off of its recent high. It was down 2.2% on Friday after the U.S. Commerce Department added its Chinese affiliate. Now, I didn't know IBM or AMD had a Chinese affiliate named Higon to the blacklist for. Other Chinese firms were added to the list. Higon, Chengdu Integrated Circuit, Chengdu Microelectronics, Sugon, and Wuchi Institute of Computing Technology. They're all on the black list. Let's hope President Xi of China has an investment in each one of those. That'll force him to come to the table and strike a deal this Friday or this weekend. And the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index was down on Friday, about 0.6%. It's up 0.3% today. I think that sector might be kind of quiet this week as it awaits the next powwow between the two head honchos of the two largest economies in the world. Well, they're trying to work out peace in the Middle East while everything escalates. The White House on Saturday outlined a $50 billion. Now, this is being put together, I want to say, by Jared Kushner. $50 billion Middle East economic plan that would create a global investment fund to lift the Palestinian and neighboring Arab state economies. And fund a $5 billion transportation corridor to connect Gaza and the West Bank. The proposal is being called Peace to Prosperity Schemes, which includes 179 infrastructure and business projects, but it would only take place if a political solution to the region's long-running problem is reached. More than half the money goes to the Palestinian territories. The rest would be split between Egypt, Lebanon, and Jordan. Well, I take interest in that. My wife is half Lebanese. She is of Lebanese descent. And her cousin is still a governor over there of one of the states of Lebanon. Major sanctions against Iran. Well, that's going to help oil prices. President Trump will impose major additional sanctions on Iran on Monday in an effort, that's today, in an effort to prevent Tehran from obtaining nuclear weapons after calling off military strikes against the Islamic Republic over concerns about the loss of life. Well, you know, it's causing oil to surge, and like I say, they're celebrating in these oil-dependent countries. And we're up to $57 per barrel. Just when oil entered into a bear market, guess what? All of a sudden there was a little bit of activity there. I wonder who's behind that activity. You just got to think a little bit on that one. Oil had a huge rise last week. Let's look at a chart of oil. I use USO as my proxy there. Yeah, it was in a free fall there for a while, but it certainly has found support and is rebounding. Just in time for the summer driving season. And there was also a refinery fire here in the U.S. that also... Paul, how's your Bitcoin doing?
It was up in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, somewhere up there. A big refinery, not good.
I don't have any Bitcoin.
Either do I. No. We should have loaded up on Bitcoin. The heck with a bond fund? How about a crypto fund? This is crazy. Bitcoin flies past $11,000. Okay, but dose of reality, it was what, 40,000 at one time?
20.
20, okay. Yeah.
When the futures came out, it was the top.
That was the top.
That day.
When the CBOE announced Bitcoin futures, we should have shorted the heck out of Bitcoin. Well, it blew through $11,000 last week. It's currently sitting at $11,065. It's tripled in price since the beginning of the year. I mean, how do you put a value on it? How do you buy it on technicals? I don't know. It's crazy. I can't buy something that is like buying fumes. It's like buying air. I mean, how do you measure it? How do you quantify it? I'm a quant. I need some quantitative numbers here to crunch. Ether crossed over 300 for the first time in about a year. Others rally, including Litecoin, Ripple, and Bitcoin Cash. And, of course, you've got the Facebook now lined up to bring out their Libra, which was a Roman Empire term. It was the pound. It was the forerunner to the pound used back in the Roman Empire. Well, one of the Fed guys, Kashkari up in Minnesota, I like that guy. He wants a 50 basis point rate cut at the next Fed meeting. I don't think he's going to get it, but I'm all for it. And we're going to be headed to Minnesota. When are we going to? Oh, we got to talk about Seattle. Seattle is July 30th, 31st, and August 1st, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The appointments are almost sold out.
Yeah.
If you want an appointment, you better get on it. 855-611-BEST. Talk to Edie. She's the appointment booker. I checked this morning, and I would say it's getting there, almost full. For those appointments during that time. No workshop this time, just a one-on-one, face-to-face, mano-a-mano appointments with us. And then I would imagine we'll be in Minnesota maybe late August, mid-September, right in time for walleye season.
Is that
walleye pike season somewhere in there?
Right.
Yeah, I got out fishing on Saturday. I caught a nice flounder and some nice sea trout. So we had a nice dinner. No redfish, but the flounder was delicious. Baked whole flounder. Very good. Okay, all 18 banks passed the first part of the Fed stress test. That's good. See, they started that back in 2007 when, Henry Paulson had the bag on his hands and knees for TARP funds to bail the banks out. So they thought, you know what? I think we'll do some stress tests from time to time along the way. We'll throw some hypotheticals at them to see if they can survive another event like we had in 2008. And happy to report all 18 banks passed the first part of the Fed's stress test. But you know what? I'll tell you what the real problem the banks are having are low interest rates. That is a terrible sector to be invested in. Banks need some spread. They need a little bit of chop in the middle. And when you've got the 10-year at 2.06%, let's just pull up J.P. Morgan's chart, for instance. Flat as a pancake. They need higher interest rates. Well, they passed the stress test, but I do not have any exposure to the bank stocks whatsoever. When we come back, we'll talk gambling. E-cigarettes, marijuana. Oh, marijuana, Beyond Meat. You got to talk about Beyond Meat. And our featured stock of the day. Is it Chewy?
Power for a whole day due to a storm. It can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing. One that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dow 30,000 by 2021. That's according to Barron's. I just do 1 and 2 year price targets on the S&P 500. I updated both of those in the newsletter this weekend. And you can take a look there at how well the portfolios that I run are doing so far this year. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get that weekly newsletter, a couple of free samples of the newsletter. Put a lot of work into that. My market call on the overall market, you know, I put out a buy signal overall back in March of 2009, March 27th to be exact, when I said a new bull market has been born. And I have been cautious a few times along the way, but I never ever said, hey, the bull market is over. I was less bullish at a few times along the way, and I raised some cash, but I never put out a sell signal on the market. And I am a rare breed. I am a market timer. I just believe in playing the economic cycles. And as long as you're in an expansionary cycle in the economy, you want to own stocks. And as far as the bond market goes, well, that's pretty much up to the Fed. And the Fed has been very, very accommodative. Normally, in a normal cycle, we would be in a rising interest rate environment right now. Right, Paul?
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. But this is not a normal Fed. It seems the whole world, because, I don't know, there's a lot of debt. There's so much debt, they have to keep interest rates low.
Right.
Or they're going to get strangled. Now, at some point, interest rates, you can't control interest rates. I mean, the market.
The short end.
At the end of the day, the market controls interest rates. And if people start selling and get worried about having too much debt in their portfolio, that would drive interest rates higher. So we take it a week at a time, a month at a time. This continues to be a very favorable time for both stocks and bonds. And Bitcoin and gold, all of the risk on assets. Well, I was in Boston, I think, about a year ago, and I saw them grading and they were doing something, and I read the signs. They're building a big casino. Guess what? It opened its doors yesterday to great fanfare and massive crowds. This is in Boston. The resort is owned by Wynn Resorts. It features a 210,000-square-foot casino. Oh, boy. 15 dining and lounge venues, as well as 671 guest rooms and suites. The gaming space at the casino is larger than the space at the Encore and Wynn casinos in Las Vegas combined. Well, I've seen those Encore and Wynn casinos in Vegas. They're huge. So I can't even imagine how big this one is. But now you can go gambling in Boston at a Wynn casino. You think any politicians' hands were greased along the way? Any union bosses were rubbed out or anything like this, you know? Anyways, gambling in Boston, and you have a merger this morning amongst Caesars and Eldorado. You ever been to Vegas, Paul?
A couple of times.
Yeah. Well, we're living in San Diego, you know. We drove through Vegas all the time, and my dad was known to take off in a little junket, gambler's junket over the weekend, you know, back in the day. Once he told my mother, I'm going to work. I got to work this weekend. He'd go get on one of these gambler's junkets, you know, and change out of his work clothes into his Vegas clothes. He was a character, old Marv Gunderson. Anyways, San Francisco set to ban e-cigarettes. You know what? I learned a lot about e-cigarettes that I didn't know. I'm not, never have been, never will be a cigarette smoker. But the e-cigs, I guess, have more nicotine. Is that the deal?
Is that right?
They're focusing the nicotine. Most of them don't have any tobacco. But we're getting kids in our church, you know, high school kids that are getting addicted because of these high nicotine level. We actually had a little lesson in church yesterday warning them about these e-cigs. And I think that the FDA and whatnot is going to come down pretty hard on the e-cigarettes. We're supposedly a healthy alternative to tobacco. Well, San Francisco is going to become the first city in the U.S. to ban e-cigarettes this week, a move that will likely pit the city against one of the fastest-growing startups, Juul Labs. And, of course, Marlboro, Philip Morris, I think, owns 30%, 35%. They own one-third of Juul. And I know that all of a sudden our government is starting to really scrutinize the use of e-cigarettes because they're hitting the youth. Well, they've got chocolate, vanilla, you know, bean cherry flavored and whatnot. You know, anything that's addictive just is not good, I don't think, for the human body. Behind the scenes, Altria holds a 35% stake in Juul, and while you know, e-cigarettes are taking off, Aurora Cannabis preps for a whole new cannabis market. They announced plans for a highly anticipated expansion of the consumer cannabis market into vapes. See, they're putting them into vapes now, which are these e-cigarette machines, and I guess it concentrates the effect. I don't know. Concentrate and edibles, you know, I think just the world is awash in cannabis, and I'm not a fan, you know, to each his own, but I'm not a fan. Canopy Growth also has big plans for CBD products, everything from pets. Your dog's going to be floating around the living room there. Be careful with that, you know. And now we've got to get to Beyond Meat. It's finally. You know what Beyond Meat reminds me of?
What?
Okay. Canopy Growth went public. No, it wasn't Canopy. It was the other one. What's the one that went to over $100 a share? Was it Aurora? There's one of them that just zoomed.
Tencent?
No, Tilray.
Tilray.
Okay, listen to her. Here's what Tilray did. Tilray went public at $20 a share. All right? I've gone over this several times on the show, and it went public in July of last year, $20 a share, okay? 2 months later, it was $300 a share. It went from $20 to $300. Now, what's this remind me of, okay? Let's go to Beyond Meat for a minute. Beyond Meat went public at $25 a share, and in 2 months, it went to $200. You see a resemblance there at all? Now, where is Tilray today? It went from $300 back down to $34. From $300, that's what, losing 85%? That's how much overvalued it was? And you got to believe that Beyond Meat went public at a pretty full valuation, no?
I would think so.
So the underwriters felt like Beyond Meat was worth about $25 a share. The market took it to $200. I think it's headed back to about $25, $30, $35 a share. Look at it today. It's down another 8%. On 3.5 million shares, so from 200, it's down to 140. That's a 30% drop already from that. Can we get any to short?
Probably can now.
I tried to get some hamburger meat over the weekend, and it was sold out, so that's not a good sign. But maybe we can get some hamburger stock here to short and grill up on the short on the short order cook, you know. Beyond Meat just looks beyond any kind of reason. That's why valuations are very, very important. In every stock in my database, where possible, I show my five-year valuation. And all of a sudden, you're starting to see the valuation reality, dose of reality, start to hit Beyond Meat. In the meantime, Shake Shack says no to vegan burgers. Burger King had a successful launch. Red Robin is having a good launch. And White Castle is now using these little Beyond Burgers. Anyways, when we come back, there's a new bond out there on the street. Look what it pays, 8%. Let's take a look at that. And then the featured stock of the day here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson here in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I did notice this bond offering here. You know, we're always on the hunt for bonds that meet our criteria. They have to be associated with Best Stocks Now. I think it's a revolutionary concept. I really do. So I saw one this morning that the yield caught my eye, okay? Yeah. You know, this company has priced $500 million of 8% senior notes, and this is an 8-year paper. Wow. Okay, I've got your attention. I can make 8% per year over the next, that's going to double your money in 9 years, right? Well, that's if the company is still around. And Michael's Stores, Michael's Companies, MIK, which went private. I think one of the big hedge funds or whatnot took them private. And then they rolled them out back onto the market as an IPO recently. You know what? I have my doubts there. That's a strip mall type of retailer, and that's just been a disaster area for many years now. I don't think I would take the risk on those 8% senior notes. I think, you know, somewhere in the fours is about as good as you're going to get, 4 to 5%, and stay with quality, right? I mean, if you go to really high quality, you're down in the threes. And if you step it up just a little bit to some of these great Best Stocks Now growth companies, and by the way, the bond fund's done very, very well. I think, you know, I think a lot of people are happy with the volatility being just like minimal, all right? It obviously ebbs up and down with the interest rates on a daily basis, and we've had the wind at our back. But I think it also helps you to sleep at night knowing that principal, as long as these fast-growing Best Stocks Now, most of them are large cap companies, are around at the end of the term, they're going to pay off their loan or they're going to refinance. They're going to pay you off and get new money and refinance at a better rate or whatever. But you've got pretty good principal protection there. Now, I did a lot of soul searching for a conservative product. I looked at all the alternatives. I didn't like any of them. They're all commission products. They're illiquid. They have high fees, high commissions. And I've also studied the markets over the years, especially the bear markets. And I knew that the U.S. Treasuries went up 26%. In the year 2008, when the market was down 38%. So I said, you know what? At the end of the day, having the principal protection and low fees and no commissions and having something that has the potential to do well in a bear market, I can't come up with a better alternative for those folks that want to diversify their portfolio, they want to complement their growth portfolio, or they just want safer money in the market. So if you'd like more information on the Best Bonds Now Fund, which is doing very, very well, it currently owns 11 different bonds in there, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to the website at Gunderson Capital. Com. Okay, I saw a little article here that caught my eye on kind of a speculative stock that we own in our most second to most aggressive portfolio, the Ultra Growth portfolio. And by the way, the fully invested Ultra Growth portfolio, which is more of a buy and hold strategy, it's up 36.3% since the beginning of the year. That Wow. was the inception date. I picked 20 Ultra Growth stocks at the beginning of the year. I've made just a few changes because some of the macro, if a macro occurrence happens at a company, then I will, you know, it's buy and hold for the most part. Very little market timing applied to it, but it's up 36% year to date. And if you'd like more information on my growth funds, they are doing really well this year, using the best stocks now concept. But the one that's in the news today is Teladoc, which is in that buy and hold ultra growth portfolio. Piper Jaffray is claiming that Teladoc and United Healthcare, some kind of deal, I don't know what it is. I don't really see a big movement in the stock today. But Piper Jaffray is putting an $86 target price on Teladoc, which is a $63 stock. So that's some pretty good upside potential. Teladoc has a very interesting model, delivering healthcare over the telephone and via Zoom and whatnot, and not having to get in the car, make the appointment, wait weeks for the appointment, drive to the healthcare provider, fight traffic, look for a parking place, limp into the waiting room, wait another hour, sit there amongst people that are sneezing and coughing and all kinds of things. Well, instead, just dial 1-800, whatever it is. I actually tried the service once. And I thought, you know what? This is great. I really like this. I think a lot of healthcare costs could come down with more of this type of model. Look at colleges. You know, you go there and you got to stay, you got to live there. What if you live at home and do it online and you work at the same time? Isn't that a more efficient use of time? I don't know. But I like Teladoc's model. It's one of the 20 stocks that I own in that ultra growth portfolio, which is up 36.3% year to date. And it looks like there's going to be some kind of a deal. I don't know. There's going to be an announcement soon, according to Piper Jaffray. And they have a buy on the stock. It is my featured stock of the day, TDOC. Very aggressive. It is a small cap, $4.5 billion. Not a recommendation, but featured stock of the day. Okay, if you'd like to make an appointment with us, you don't have to be in Seattle, even though we're coming to Bellevue at the Embassy Suites the end of July. You can also set up a telephonic or Zoom appointment with us here from our Mount Pleasant office to anywhere in the world. We've had some global appointments recently. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to GundersonCapital.com. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, well, I've got my live trading subscription and newsletter service also, which we have a lot of subscribers to that. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.